information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. Welcome to the show. As always, if you miss any part of this show, you can find us on our own YouTube channel, podcast app. That's the easiest way and my favorite way. Every smartphone's got a podcast app. Please subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's free. And if you like the show, I'd like to ask a favor. Please share the show with a friend and our website. We have decades of the radio show right there, lifestylesunlimited.com. Well, I always talk about the joy and fun of passive income, and passive income is absolutely joyous and a lot of fun. I still smile every time I get a check, every time I get an email from one of our lead investors that says, we're initiating a direct deposit into your account. Yeah, that's a blast. Boom. Wow, there's some extra money from that particular investment and just hits your account. It's a great feeling. It really is a joy, and it's a blast. I mean, if nothing else, investing in real estate and networking with a group of people will put a smile on your face and give you something to look forward to each and every day. I can honestly say I never got a 401k statement. You know, they send the quarterly statements and they send the annual statements. I never got one of those statements and then, you know, poured a nice drink and with a smile reviewed that statement. It was just nothing to look forward to. You glance at it, you're either up or you're down, and you put it aside. But getting that passive income monthly, getting that check every quarter, it's a blast, man. It's a lot of fun. It will put a smile on your face. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't occasionally talk about reality. In today's show, I want to go into reality. I'm going to highlight a crucial need for passive income, not just for the joy, not just for the fun, an absolute crucial need for passive income. Why you and each and every member of your family and people you care about need passive income in your life. I'm going to call this show Retirement Shock: Secure Your Financial Future. Why? Because very rarely does retirement come to someone who planned retirement. It's almost always unexpected. But rarely is retirement coming to those people that actually on a date, hey, I'm going to retire on this particular day, this particular month, this particular year. That is not the norm. Good for those people that are able to pull that off, right? That have the retirement date, the retirement party, the kickoff from work. Those people truly are the exception. They're not the rule. More often than not, retirement arrives unexpectedly and early. And there's various factors and reasons for that. I'm gonna unpeel that as we go throughout the show. I hope you can stick with me. But if you take nothing away from today's show, I want you to understand this. Retirement is coming for each and every one of you, like it or not, and you need to be prepared. What is the best way to get prepared? Passive income. Absolute passive income. If you've got money coming in each and every month, each and every quarter that you're not having to work for, that is the best way to prepare for that unexpected retirement. In fact, we see this all the time. With enough passive income, you can retire early on your terms, right? If your passive income meets or exceeds your financial obligations, do you have to go to work? No. You can do what you want, when you want, with whomever you want. I have dozens of people I know, hundreds of associates that I see each and every day in my life and each and every month and at Lifestyles Unlimited events and networking and gathering and at the expo that have retired themselves with real estate. Thank you, real estate investing. Thank you to the education at Lifestyles Unlimited. Thank you to teaching passive income. Again, I owned a single family rental property before Lifestyles Unlimited, but I owned it in a self-directed IRA. How ridiculous is that? There's so many reasons why not to do that. I need to probably pull that topic and revisit it, but there's numerous reasons why you don't want, you lose all the advantages. And the other main advantage is the IRA is getting paid, you're not getting paid. But I did that, and then I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I learned, wait, you can have a mortgage on a property and still make money each and every month? You mean the resident of the single-family property is paying the mortgage? I'm not paying the mortgage. You mean the resident's paying the interest, the insurance, the taxes? Wow, what a concept. Yes, that's exactly how it works. It's chunking, buying your life back one piece at a time. I had no idea. That's why I put it in the self-directed IRA. Boy, was I off base. But thankfully, I was humble enough to say, you know, this is nice. I wasn't arrogant enough to just go, oh, I'm just going to keep doing this. It's working. No, I was humble enough to go, hey, there's something here. I need to get educated. I need to figure this thing out. And that's where Lifestyles Unlimited came in. Now, I want to talk about the unexpected retirement, because that's more often than not how retirement really goes, like it or not. You need to be prepared. We look at retirees in America today, the stats are appalling, but the majority, not the minority, the majority of retirees find themselves at or near poverty levels. The median savings account, let's talk about that. What is the median savings account balance? Well, I'll tell you, the median savings account balance in the United States is $5,000. That's it. And it's even more compounded when you look at it, because the median means half have more, half have less. That's the middle. So 50% have less than $5,000. Wow. How far is $5,000 going to get you? Not very far, my friends. No matter how frugal you are, $5,000 isn't going to get you very far. And most people are forced into early retirement. Forced. What do you mean, Mike? I'll retire when I want to. Will you? Well, there's a thing called layoffs. That happens all the time. Yes, age discrimination is real. There's illness, right? People get ill. They can no longer return to work. Or worse, they become disabled, right? All three of those will devastate even the best financial planners out there, even the best savers. All three of those, layoff, illness, disability, will absolutely wipe out the very best of plans. Unexpected retirement highlights the importance of why you need a passive income strategy, right? We always say passive income is joy. It's a lot of fun. It's also financial assurance against these items that may affect you in the future, because when they affect you, it's going to compound your issues. It's going to make it worse decade upon decade during that retirement. And yes, people are living longer. People are retiring and they're living in retirement for 20, 30 years. Nothing would be worse than not being able to work. And this affects millions of people. It's absolutely appalling. It's very sad. But nothing would be worse than spending 30 years in poverty and not being able to do anything about it. That scares the tar out of me. It really does. I want people to wake up and understand this could be you. Again, that's the majority. So what do we do about it? We create this thing called passive income. And passive income is real income. It's recognized by the IRS as an actual form of income. It's not just something we talk about. It's not just something we do as real estate investors. No, passive income has always been recognized by the IRS. It's always been around. It's just not taught. It's not understood by most people. I didn't understand it. For 40 plus years of my life, I didn't understand it. But passive income is more than just passive income. It's quality of life assurance, right? Quality of life assurance. So I want to talk about some steps that you can take to insulate yourself against financial risk. And the most effective strategy, my opinion, is building passive streams of income through real estate investments. That's what we teach right here at Lifestyles Unlimited, that steady revenue stream, regardless of health, regardless of employment status. In fact, many of those folks that have those passive streams of income that exceed their financial obligations are free, right? They're living free. They're doing what they want. So passive income is more than passive income. It's that safety net. Now, let's talk about Social Security or government assistance, right? A lot of people are like, well, Mike, if I can't work, I'll just go on Social Security or government assistance. Again, those two fall short of even covering basic living expenses, right? Social Security is not enough. It's not enough. Everyone knows this, but no one seems to do anything about it. Nobody. I don't expect Social Security to even be around in another 15 or 20 years. It's just, it's insolvent now. It's not funding itself. We have an aging population and we don't have enough young workers paying into the system. When Social Security was created, you had a lot of workers paying for one retiree. And back then a retiree would only live about 10 years in retirement. Now we have people living 30 and 40 years in retirement. The Social Security system is broken, right? You got the aging population, you got longer lifespans, you have less people having children. What does that mean? That means less taxpayers, less workers. That's all coming to a head over the next few decades. So do I rely on Social Security? Absolutely not. It's not going to be there. And again, that retirement is going to be unexpected for most people out there today. On the contrary, if you start building that passive income, you will secure a more stable and prosperous future. You'll sleep better at night based on the decisions you make today. And for the rest of the show, I'm going to get into just how dismal the retirement plan in America is. I'm going to talk about poverty levels amongst retirees. I'm going to talk about low median savings. I'm going to talk about the increasing employment of older adults. Yes, more and more people are having to work, not because they want to, but because they have to. They can't make ends meet. But where would you be if you had no passive income? You truly relied on the W-2. Let's say you're doing great. You're like, well, Mike, I've got a 6-month emergency savings. I'll be just fine. What if that layoff comes and it takes you longer than 6 months to find a job that pays similar to what is paying now? This happens to people all the time. Often they have to take a less paying job. What if that illness comes along and you're out for longer than 6 months? What if you're disabled, right? The retirement train, it just taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, I'm here. I know I showed up early, but sorry, man, this is what's happening to you. The importance of passive income, my friends. It's quality of life assurance. More on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have anything that you would like me to cover, please send me an email. If I can get it on the show, I absolutely will. But the bottom line is I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. I want to talk about the ultimate financial calamity, and that is the unexpected retirement. Like it or not, that's how it typically happens, right? Illness, layoff, disability. It hits people and it destroys even the best laid plans because most people don't have passive income in their life. I wish more people would understand this because it is the real estate. It is these assets that will take care of you through the end of days. There's widespread financial insecurity and inadequate retirement planning. And by retirement planning, I know you see the commercials, you look in the magazines. No, those guys are teaching savings. They're teaching savings. We're teaching investing, cash flowing assets. We're teaching how to create passive income. Let's talk about increasing employment among older adults. Some more shocking statistics. 20% of people aged 70 to 74 are still working. They're still working. That, to me, is a clear indicator that people cannot afford to retire. At 70, you would think, my gosh, 70, I really should be retired. 74, I should be retired. You 30, 40, 50-year-olds out there that are listening to me now, think about what your 74-year-old self is going to be. You still going to be working? Now, I know some of you out there are like, Mike, I'm 72 and I work because I want to. Good for you. Great for you. I don't actually foresee myself doing nothing. I will always be doing something for the end of my days. I know I'll be a real estate investor creating passive income for the end of my days. But those that work because they want at that age are the norm. Okay, again, 9 out of 10% of retirees live in poverty. These folks hadn't even retired. They're still working. Now, is that trend going up or is it going down? That trend is going up, unfortunately. That highlights the inadequacy of retirement savings. That highlights the growing need that people having to work because they can't meet their financial needs. That trend is increasing. What does that say about the quality of life for our elderly? What does that say about their well-being? Rarely do I hear anybody talking about that stat alone. That stat alone should scare you. 20% of 70 to 74-year-olds are still working. Let's talk about savings, right? We talk about different financial things. This is the Real Estate Investor Radio Show, right? We talk about a lot of different things, and these are all the whys that have pushed us. You know, we've looked at it. We didn't bury our head in the sand. I know I was 44 years old and I said, I've got to change my life. I've got to do something different. I was one of those people that was brave enough to venture a different direction. Thankfully, I did. And I was humble enough to go seek education and mentoring. But a lot of people don't. They just bury their head in the sand. Layoffs happen all the time. Corporations down 3%. To budget, their shareholders are very upset. And so, I don't know, 1,000 people get whacked and they lose their job. They typically will get rid of the people that make more. Who are the people that make more? Well, those are the older, wiser people that have been there for 20, 25 years. They're the ones that always get laid off. It's horrible. It's a fact of life. What would they rather do? Would they rather, if they're trying to cut expenses, do they lay off the 58-year-old that's making $120,000 a year, or do they lay off the 24-year-old that's making $40,000 a year? I know what the bean counters would say. I've seen it. We know the answer. Illness. Yes, illness happens, and it forces people into retirement. Disability. Disabilities happen. Disease happens. It's a sad fact of life, but it forces people into unexpected early retirement, which will absolutely destroy the best savers out there. Absolutely destroy them. It's a sad fact of life. And then what happens? Okay, so you're wiped out financially. You can't work. So let's go on government assistance. Here's a stat for you. 63. I told you 9 out of 10 retirees live in poverty. Of those 9 out of 10, 63% of them depend on the government assistance. I don't want to depend on anything for this government. Nothing, right? Just protect my borders and provide a safe, secure place that we can do business. That's all I want you to do. But people are dependent upon this dependency on a system that really is not working. I mean, at most, it's poverty levels. Let's talk about another sad fact, bankruptcy due to medical bills, right? Medical expenses is the leading cause of bankruptcy. Do you think that medical, the cost for medical expenses and healthcare is going to be more or less expensive in 2 decades when you retire? Ding, I know the answer to that. It's going to be more expensive. Things always go up. What are we going to do about it? So you've got insufficient Social Security, disability benefits. You had to retire early. You're wiped out, or you got laid off. You're wiped out financially. What are you going to do? Well, it's what you're going to do today. That's the importance of passive income. Passive income is the solution to everything I've talked about on this show today. Passive income from real estate, from cash flowing real estate. That's where we come in here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, I was a real estate owner, went to Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'm like, wait, you mean the rental property will pay me each and every month instead of my self-directed IRA? What a concept. Yes, it's just a few $100, but we go get another one. Right? 12 houses, and they're all paying you a chunk of change each and every month. 28 multifamily apartment communities, all paying you a chunk of change each and every quarter. By the way, your net worth goes up. It doesn't go down, right? It goes up. It's opposite of everything else, but passive income can get you through those financial calamities as they hit. It is the ultimate safety net, right? Financial stability is, it's really essential for protecting your way of life. It's essential for life's unexpected disruptions. What if you only have $5,000 in your savings account and your AC goes out in Texas? Just happened to me. Not fun. It happens. It's a mechanical device. It can only go for so long. And when it's time, it's time. And it went out. But a 4-ton 17 SEER AC. And yes, people will go, oh, well, that's not a necessity. If you live in Texas, friends, air conditioning is an absolute, it's essential as water. How about that? Now, that may be going a little deep on it, but yeah, you got to get the AC and you got to get it fixed. It was a heck of a lot more than $5,000, I assure you. Now, 15, 20 years ago, when I was the corporate guy, just doing what I do each and every day, that would have crushed me. It would have absolutely, it would have ate the emergency fund. And I was glad I had an emergency fund. This AC, didn't come out of the emergency fund, came out of my passive income fund. Boom. Here you go. Put the AC in. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your hard work. Set the thermostat and enjoy life. What are some steps you can take for financial security? The very best advice I can give you, and it's advice I would have told myself 20 years ago. Start today. That's the best advice I can offer. That's the very best. Start today. If you don't know how to create passive income, that's okay. Neither did I. And we do that through real estate investments. It's essential to protect yourself financially, to protect your family financially, and to protect that future unexpected retirement that is going to hit not just a few, the majority of people. I gave you the stats earlier in the show. It's going to affect most people. So if you do it for nothing else than protecting yourself 20 years from now, 30 years from now, do that and start today. We don't want to go forward. And gosh, and I have people email me on the show. And they're like, Mike, I've been listening to the show for 5 years. I've been listening to you. I've been listening to Dell. I've been listening to Andy Webb. I've been listening to Al for 5 years. And I think I'm ready to buy my first property. Wow. 5 years? 5 years? What have you been doing for 5 years? Now, I understand if you were broke and you had to fix that. Maybe you went to Dave Ramsey and build your credit back. Okay, I get it. But no, these are people that have the money to go buy that first rental property, and they don't do it. It's the fear. It's the false evidence appearing real. Mike, I've been listening to you for 5 years, and I think I'm ready to buy a rental property. Let me tell you what. You either are going to create some passive income and change your life and start to buy your life back one piece at a time, or you're not. But again, start today. It's never too late to start. It's funny, I have guests on this show, and I always like to ask, if you can do one thing different, what would you have done? They all say it. It's beautiful. They all say it. They all go, I wish I had started earlier. Mike Harrison, if you could do one thing over that you wish you had done, what would you do? I wish I started buying real estate when I was 20, but I didn't. I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. So it's never too late to start. I don't care if you're 60. I don't care if you're 70. Create passive income. I don't care if you're 80. We have 80-year-olds that join the program and begin investing. Now, typically, they're not buying single-family properties, but they start investing in passively in the multifamily apartments. Why? Because it's easy. It's a great way to deploy your cash if it's just sitting there. It's a great way to grow that network. It's obviously a great way to create passive income. And better than that, it ensures that financial stability. You're putting your money into a physical address, right? A tangible asset. I can go touch my real estate investments. Could I do that when I was investing in the stock market, when I was investing in mutual funds? I guess I could drive to the corporate office and, I don't know, am I going to the address of the mutual fund company, or am I wanting to go to the 300 or 400 different funds that they're invested in, or different stocks that they're invested in? No, it's not tangible at all. You're basically, when you're stock market investing, you're investing in a concept more than anything else. You're investing in the concept that this is a great company and they've got great management and the value of this company should go up. Will it? I don't know. When you look at that statement, 50% are up, 50% are down. You just hope more are up than are down. And okay, my 401k grew 7% this year, or it's down 9% this year. You're really investing in concepts. And I didn't know any better. That's what I was told. That's what my friends did. That's what my neighbors did. That's what my parents told me to do. And then I started investing in tangible real estate assets, assets that have addresses, assets that I can touch. So real estate is, as an investment, is the solution. It is the greatest wealth creation vehicle known to man. It's safe, it's reliable, and it creates that income that will help you overcome the financial calamities. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.